Well, hello everybody. Welcome back to Mastering Risk Management Podcast. And this time around, we've hijacked one of our podcast chats just to bring you something special. I think as advertised when we last spoke to Simon Levi at the RMIA, we said we would get him back just prior to the conference to give us a bit of an update. And this recording is that promise. So, Simon, welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, so last time we spoke, Simon, which was a little while ago now, the conference was still in its formative stages. I think you had a good structure and a lot of things locked down, but there were still some people to confirm and sessions to lock in. Based on my last check, I think you're at the point where you can say we're good to go.
Absolutely. We are literally 5 weeks out now. So the event starts May 13th to 15th.
Yes.
Dalton House. Jones Bay Wharf in Sydney. And look, I think for those of us that know the RMIA, know the RMIA conference, and for those that don't, let me tell you a little bit about it. We've got a 35-year history of running these conferences, and we are and have always run the largest risk conference within the country.
Yep.
Take COVID away from that a little bit, but last year we reinforced that position again and we had over 350 risk professionals at the Adelaide Oval. Last year the theme was raising the standard. And last year collectively we did something a little bit different with the conference was we introduced some innovation into right. the conference experience. So I'm not sure what everybody else thought. After COVID, I did the rounds of going back to conferences and it struck me that nothing had changed. It was 2022.
Yep.
But it could have been 2016, 2017, 2018. So we got together and we thought we need to do something different. So we introduced experiences into the conference.
Okay.
And what we wanted to do is we wanted to bring people together not only to learn and to network together, but to share experiences together, to make it that little bit personable. And it helped give people that compelling reason to come. It's something different. So we know that interacting with the program, the sponsors and networking, everything that's important. But by introducing these experiences, it was just that little bit different. And last year was the roof walk at the Adelaide Oval.
Right.
This year with Sydney Harbour, it will be a surprise, but something with a bit of a water theme. So it's something for everybody to look forward to. And the theme this year is also a build on from what we did last year. So last year was a theme entitled Raise the Standard,
yep.
which was essentially the need for the profession to continue to improve, continue to evolve, that being a risk professional in today, it's a lot more challenging than what it has been in the past. So for the profession and the professionals within it to remain up to speed and contemporary, yep. we needed to continue to raise the standard. Once you've raised the standard, the natural flow on from that is leading the way. And yeah. that's the central focus from this year's theme. So within the profession, there's this metaphorical getting a seat at the table. And I think yeah. we talked about it the last
yes.
podcast where once you've got the seat at the table, that's actually the easy bit. The challenge is keeping it.
Yeah.
And to do that, you need to continue to lead the way.
Yep.
So our event, May 13th to 15th, will be an unforgettable conference experience where we will be leading the way.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Sounds really good. So, Simon, what can you tell us in terms of highlights and keynotes and those sort of things? Who have we got that people should, you know, immediately after listening to this podcast, rush out and book their tickets?
Absolutely. Well, there's a bit of a continuation from what we did last year.
Yep.
With some of those innovations where we're continuing some of the breakfast events that are catering to the specific needs.
Yeah.
So there will be a CRO breakfast. There yep. will be a not-for-profit lunch. Right. And then there'll also be a certified professional breakfast, or certified professionals breakfast, sorry. Which will all we'll be sending out some invitations for those in the coming weeks. But the other huge innovation compared to what we've done in the past, and I think we're going back or maybe 15, 20 years since we last did it, was we're reintroducing a day of workshops back into the conference program.
Yep.
And day one of the conference will be, you'll have the choice of six different workshops that will each provide you with a hands-on learning experience.
Right.
And those topics will cover, again, the breadth of what the risk professional has to face today. So there's some on AI, risk management. There's the psychology of risk. It's a lot of information at the moment around SOCI and critical infrastructure. So there's going to be a focus in one of the workshops around critical infrastructure and security risk assessments.
Yep.
ESG and the changing face of ESG risks will come through. Thriving in a risk-centric environment and helping create that risk-centric environment will be, again, an important focus of one of the workshops. And there's one other. And last but not least, of course, I say it very much tongue-in-cheek, we've got our very own ABM risk management team who will be running a workshop on navigating uncertainty and mastering the project risk management, which we all know is I won't say it's an emerging topic, but it's absolutely a fundamental need within the profession.
Yeah. We're looking forward to running that workshop because everything that organisations do now is a project in one way, shape or form. Launching a new product, building a new power station, you know, whatever it is, it's a project. So getting the project risk management right's really key. No, it sounds really good. And looking at the program, some of your speakers, you know, very experienced and great risk professionals. And I like the balance too between those consultants and, you know, people that worked on the theoretical side of things for years and actual practicing risk professionals as well, which is a great thing to do, is mix that cohort.
You're absolutely right. You mentioned that word balance and when the team are convening and putting together the program, it is all about trying to find that balance. And after day one, that Monday where there's the workshops, we're then going to be gathering everybody for the RMIA's annual general meeting. After that will then be the welcome reception. And just as you said, that traditional conference program really does come into play on day two and day three. And again, in traditional RMIA format, there'll be the keynotes, the plenaries, and then the breakout streams. And the keynotes this year got a couple of international people coming in, which is good, but I think you'll look at it and go, there's a lot of world-class presenters there, which will be quite exciting for everybody. And a little bit of a fanboy in me goes back to those days at university listening to Triple J,
yes,
and always listening to Dr. Carl. Yes. On the radio. I had a phone conversation with him a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
It was just like listening to him on the radio. it was no different. He went off on his tangents and then brought it back. And yep. I was thinking, where's this going? And then he hit me with, that's why you said that.
Yeah.
Just an amazing mind and an amazing thinker. And again, I mean, you did mention balance. And I do think that that the keynotes have that this year.
Yes. No. There's the good diversity there, and I think we'll learn something from each of them. They'll all bring a unique angle or a unique perspective to risk management. And it certainly looks like a full agenda. So anybody attending, I think, is going to go away chock full of new ideas or thoughts or ways that they can actually influence and make more difference in their own organisation.
Absolutely. And that's, look, if we. The programs, as you said, it's great. There's something for everybody. The streams are such that it covers the breadth of the challenges for the risk professional today. And part of the reason for that is it's been designed, and the program has been designed by risk professionals.
Yeah.
Who are designing it with the needs of the profession and the professionals in mind. So this is what, in our opinion, risk professionals need to be thinking about today. And it is that mix. It's ERM, organizational resilience, risk culture, climate sustainability, cyber data, AI, the operational risk, risk transfer, capability improvement. Capability and competency is a huge one, and that's really intrinsically linked with the risk culture.
Absolutely.
Component as well. A lot of those speakers are from the private sector. So we then have our stream that's dedicated to the public sector. Yep. And if we look at just some of the audit reports and the reviews that have come out of the public sector recently, they've got some challenges. So it'd be really interesting listening to a lot of the senior risk leaders from within the public sector talking about the challenges that they've faced, but more importantly, how the work that they do then impacts everybody on a daily basis. So it's critical work, that public sector risk management.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. No, it's a really packed agenda. I think it's fantastic. The choices for individuals are great. So no matter which sector you work in, what industry, you know, you're going to get something out of it. I guess the $99 question we should address, Simon, is
$99.
No, so you know, if I'm an aspiring young person coming through the profession, wanting to upskill, the conference is an absolutely fantastic way to do it. How do I have the conversation with the boss? Because you know, we're in tighter economic times at the moment, and you know, the boss is probably thinking, well, you know, you're asking to go to this conference, not sure if we can justify it. What sort of clues might you give to that person that might want to attend and needs to sort of put that mini business case to the boss?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I was reflecting on this, and the last podcast we did, I think I spent a lot of time reflecting on my own risk journey. And in preparing for this one, I reflected on, well, how did I go about not handshaking when I sort of tried to ask my boss to come along to the conference and spend 3 days out plus the flights, plus the hotel. And look, times are tight.
Yep.
Look at the program. There is a breadth of topics there. There is everything from the high level content where you will be hearing from the risk leaders talking about what they do and how they've integrated risk into strategy. Then there's the operational components where there are speakers who are the practitioners. They're the ones doing it.
Yeah.
They're the ones that have got, I think you quoted last time about having the battle scars. Well, some of these people have got the battle scars because they are still there. They are still the ones delivering those risk services, either as consultants or as embedded risk professionals within their organization.
Yep.
The program's accessible. It's the rooms are very close together. So whilst that doesn't add a lot of sort of overt value, but it then means that you are almost forced to network and meet people. And day one of the program, just after the plenaries, I'm just trying to remember the program now, just after the plenary, we have a newcomers sort of gathering.
Yes.
So for those people that it's their first RMIA conference,
yep,
we'll help you either buddy up with another newcomer.
Yep.
Or just help you navigate the program, or really if you've got any questions or comments about how can you extract the best value out of it. And again, that's come from, I remember my first conference.
Yeah.
And what it was like. Yeah. And when we design all of these things, it's that attack on the senses. So I remember my stomach was in knots because I was nervous. I was going to a conference for the first time and hadn't been there before. So what could I expect? Well, what you can expect is a really inviting and welcoming group of people.
Yeah.
We're all from the same industry.
Yep.
In many ways, our conference is the chance to come back together and see each other again after a year since the last conference. There's always stories from the year before, but it's welcoming, it's fun. we know the challenges of being a risk professional, and it's not easy. It can be lonely, and it can feel like you're one person fighting against the rest of the organization at times. And whilst that's not ideal, these conferences are a chance to meet people that are doing it as well.
Yeah. Yep.
So my advice is once you get it signed off, and hopefully that's done it, but the program, the venue, the sponsors, they all come together just for an incredible, immersive three-day experience. The program, as I said, is designed by risk professionals, but come prepared with some questions.
Yeah, yep.
Come prepared with what do I want to get out of it?
Yep.
And how can this event help me?
Yeah.
But then more importantly, as part of your pitch for the money, come back with the promise of a presentation,
yeah,
a promise of here are the key themes, and either use the 3 days as an opportunity to learn,
yep,
here's what organizations are doing, or conversely, and this is just as important, benchmark yourself, your own organization, and your own organization's performance.
Yeah.
It may be that you're already doing a lot of these things.
Yeah.
So it doesn't need to be new. The biggest tip could be validation. We're on the right path. We're on the same path as everybody else.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's crucial. Look, it's priced competitively.
Yes.
Which I think is also a strong point. And we're very, very generous in terms of the CPD that we give out.
Absolutely, yeah.
For attending the conference. So look, yeah. If that's not compelling enough, then give them my number and I'll help you build the business.
Have a chat. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, they're great points, Simon. I think, you know, like you, first-time attendee at a conference, you think, wow, you know, I'm surrounded by people that are speaking my language all of a sudden, you know, rather than being the odd fish out in an organisation where you're trying to preach the gospel of risk and everybody else is saying, oh, no, I need to get on with business. You're all of a sudden surrounded by a lot of people that are like-minded. So it's easy to get swallowed up in that sort of thing. I think you've hit on some really good points. You know, you've got to go back after the conference and say, hey, boss, look at what this investment has generated. I've been able to compare how we track compared to what, you know, rest of industry is doing. I've made 4 contacts that are facing the same challenges that we are that I'm going to keep close to. I've actually picked up 3 ideas that I think we can try and we'll get a return, you know, and that sort of stuff is going to be music to the ears of someone who's invested financially into that.
Yeah, definitely. And look, I remember my first conference, there was, after that presentation back to the Audit and Risk Committee, there were, I think I pitched 3 projects or initiatives that the business could focus on.
Yep.
And the committee took up 2 of those.
Yeah, yeah.
And we then saw those through. So just like what we were talking about before, whilst it was risk, they turned into projects.
Yeah.
And there was a project risk management component that we needed to consider there. And there was an integration and there was a change piece that was all wrapped up in that. So there's benefits beyond the 5x5 risk matrix or doing a risk assessment that this conference will give you. And those points, Anthony, I think were also priceless.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's great. And I guess the $99 question is, how do I get my tickets? So if somebody's intending, because the listeners, after hearing us speak about this, Simon, I'm sure the website will probably fall over with the volume. But
I didn't say that. So there's 2 places. So you can either just go to our website,
yep,
www.rmia.org.au.
Yep.
And then follow the conference prompts to get you there. Or you can go to rmiariskconference.org.au.
Yep.
That is the main conference website. So there's 2
okay.
There's 2 avenues there. Or again, through the promotions that you'll see on LinkedIn,
yep,
I'm sure that'll take you
to the conference page as well. No, that's excellent. All right, Simon, that's great. Thank you for taking some time again to catch up with us. So we are really looking forward to a great conference. One, you know, for the session that we're running ourselves, we can't wait to meet some of the listeners out there and hopefully talk all things project risk management with them, but also just the conference itself. It is a really amazing looking program. I think you guys have done a great job in pulling this together. So we can't wait to get there and have a look at it ourselves. So thanks again for taking some time with us today.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, listeners, a quick podcast chat, catching up with Simon, talking about the conference. If you're in the US or Europe or wherever else you listen to us from, apologies. This one's probably going to go sailing through. But for those audience members in Australia, if you're not already registered, really, you know, check it out. Go and have a look at the conference agenda. It's great. And get those tickets before they sell out. So thanks again for listening. I'm Anthony Wilson. You've been listening to Mastering Risk Management. We will talk again soon. Cheers.